We start you vamos today.
Mazel tov
to everybody, that's right.
Oh.
So, a few introductory notes to you vamos.
It's very complicated.
We're going to walk through it slowly. We'll navigate through.
Don't go in with that mindset.
Yeah. I heard at a seam yesterday that I went to, someone quoted from a Pesach Kron describing how all Gemara is supposed to be a microcosm of life and lessons about life. And sometimes there are ups and then there are downs. So just because the vamos are the down times, the hardest times, doesn't mean we should just give up. Life's like that also. Even when times are down, we're supposed to stay strong and be tachon and go through. So don't give up now. We're going to go through strong, slowly. We'll get everything clearly. So the Rambam asks, Rambam talks about in Parish Mishnah, so the order of the various Masechtas. So he wants to know why Nashim follows Moed and why not Nezikim? That's his question. So the Rambam points to the Pasuk. If you go the order of the Pasukim in the Torah, so first we have Lad Mo'adim, we have Parshas Bo, which discusses Pesach, and then afterwards we have Mishpatim, which discusses Nezikim. We don't get introduced to Nashim in the Torah until later on. Sorry, all the way around. Sorry. Nashim comes first, rather, because it says, Ki Yimchor Ish Es Bisa Li'imo, you sell your daughter to La'ama, which is an introduction to Kedushin. It's called Yud. So we see that Nashim comes before later on, and it discusses Nezikin Ki Yigach Shor. So that's why Nashim comes before Nezikin, because in the Pesukim, Nashim comes before Nezikin. Tosas Yishanim and Tosas Rashi, a different reason why Nashim precedes Nezikin, because the Pasuk Gemara in Shabbos tells us that the Pasuk V'haya Emunasi Techa Chosen Yishuas Chachma V'das, those refers to the different six Siddurim. And in that order, Emun refers to Zeraim, Itecha refers to Moed, and the next one, Chosen, refers to Nashim. So Nashim comes before before Nezikin in that Pasuk.
And in the Torah, Nezikin comes before Nashim.
In the Torah, Nashim, according to the Rambam, Nashim comes before Nezikin. In Parsha Mishpatim.
In the Torah.
In the Torah, yeah.
And in the Siddur of the Gemara.
Nashim comes before Nezikin also. It's consistent.
Okay.
Exactly. Now, once we're within Nashim, so we have to ask why the order of Yevamos, then Ksubis, then Nedarim, Nazir, Sota, Kedushin should come before Yevamos. What is Yevama? Yevama is when a husband and wife get married, they have no children, and the husband dies. So now she's a widow, childless, and there's an obligation of her brother-in-law, her husband's brother, to marry her, perform Yibum, and if not, to perform Chalitza and the whole shoe and spitting in the shoe. So why does Yevamos come before Kedushin and Ksubis? First you get married, and then if he dies, then Yevamos should come afterwards. So the Rambam writes, because since Yibum is a mitzvah that's required, that Beis Din could obligate the brother-in-law to perform mitzvah, it's an obligation. But Kedushin and Ksuvis is, although it's a mitzvah, the Beis Din cannot force someone to do it. So since it's an obligatory mitzvah, it comes before Kedushin and Ksuvis, which is only voluntary, though it's a mitzvah still. Some ask the following question: why do we start with Yevamos? Yevamos is pranios. It's bad where the husband dies childless. And we have the concept Aschulim Purasalam Aschilin. I think Gemara Megillah tells us. We don't start with pranios. So why is Seir Nashim start with pranios? So Tosos and Moed Katan, if you remember, says to juxtapose, they thought, I think, that Moed Katan was the last Masechta of the Seder. They wanted to put Moed Katan next to Yevamos. Moed Katan, which is about Avelus, the end of it is about Avelus, to put it next to Yevamos, which is about Avelus, to have that connection. That's why it begins with Yevamos, according to some. Yevamos, because it talks about the husband dying, and then the brother-in-law has to perform Yibam. Okay, now let's proceed with the Mishnah. Very short first Amud here. Beis Amnal. The Gemara says, Chamesh Esrei Nashim Potros Tsarosein Vitsaros Tsarosein Min Chalitza Min Yibam Ad Sof Olam. Okay. There are 15 women that exempt their tsarosim. What's tsarosim? The Pasuk says in Achrimos and Kedoshimos, I think, Litzur. When a person has marries two sisters, it's Aser to marry two sisters. That's why the discussion why Yaakov can marry Rachel and Leah, the two sisters, and Issachar Isaac to marry two sisters. At first, them as Tsorah. They're competitors. They're competing with each other. It's two sisters, siblings, a sibling rivalry. That's how you refer to in the Torah. It's an Issachar Isaac of Erva. When it comes to, in general, two wives, not related, you're allowed to marry two wives, Midraisa, those are also called Tsarosein. Even though it's Mutter, they're still competitive between the two different wives. So what happens is there are 15 women who will exempt their Tsarosein. I'm going to explain what the Mishnah is going to tell us later on, and then the Mishnah is going to say this later on, just a little out of order. So what happens is Reuven marries two wives, and Reuven dies early without any children.
How did Yaakov marry Rachel and Leah if there's Esau?
It's another discussion. We'll discuss afterwards how. Well, the Ramban says it happened chutz la'aretz and there's no mitzvah chutz la'aretz. So you better go back to Eretz Yisrael. So Reuven marries two wives. Reuven dies without children. Shimon's Reuven's brother. Shimon needs to marry Leah Rachel. But one of them happens to be his sister, let's say, from the other side. Or let's say a different, let's say it's his daughter. Right? Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Shimon had a wife and he had a daughter. What? So Shimon's daughter, Reuven married Shimon's daughter. You can marry a niece. A niece can marry an uncle. So Shimon's daughter married Reuven. Now Reuven died. So his wife is Shimon's daughter. So Shimon can't marry his own daughter. It's his daughter. So just like Shimon cannot perform Yibum with his daughter, he's also parted from all of Reuven, the dead Reuven's dead, all his other wives, along with his daughter, also parted, even though he's really allowed to marry them, since they come as a unit, as the wives of his brother Reuven, he's parted from those Tsarosein. Those are these other the competitors of Reuven. They're all Pater. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. So Reuven and Shet, rather Shimon, will be Pater from the Tsarosein, from performing Yibum, and from performing Chalitza. Okay. I'm going to stay away at from the some of the interesting lumdas then. We'll just keep it simple. Okay. Now, that's the first case. So I said that's the basic, the premise we're talking about. Now, the Mishnah goes on to discuss and describe each of the 15 cases. The following are the 15 wives that are usher to marry Shimon, and in Mela, Shimon cannot perform Yibum to the other wives as well. So I see you have charts also. Adam's the only one who doesn't have charts, but oh, you don't have charts either, huh? Okay, all right. I guess you've almost is an easier one for you.
No, it's cool. Someone has appropriated the other Yard Scroll. I don't have it at home. I have to use the one from here.
Okay. Okay.
I
So,
don't need it.
so we should get the whiteboard. So we'll try to
I
envision.
remember the charts. I don't remember what's in it, but I
Okay,
remember
that there
the
are
charts.
charts.
The Yard Scroll has a lot of nice charts in
Right.
this.
So we'll try to go through this clearly. The first one is Bito. I just explained the case of Bito. So if Reuven marries the daughter of Shimon, Reuven dies. Shimon obviously can't marry Reuven's ex-wife, right? Reuven's widowed wife, because it's Shimon's daughter. So just like Shimon can't marry his daughter, he also can't marry all the other wives that Reuven had had. Case two is Bas Bito. Shimon was much older than Reuven, and Shimon had a granddaughter. And Reuven married Shimon's granddaughter. And then Reuven dies, so Shimon obviously can't marry his own granddaughter, so he also doesn't marry all the, can't do Yibum with all the other wives that Reuven had had. Third case is also Bas Bino, also a granddaughter, this one from the son versus the daughter. So Reuven can't marry his granddaughter, so of course Shimon can't marry his granddaughter, so he doesn't do Yibum with the rest of the wives either. Those are the first three cases, pretty clear. Now, Bas Ishto. Shimon has a wife, and in marriage, she brought in a child. Now,
The
Reuven.
uncle is married. Reuven is the uncle, married the child.
No, this case here. Well, yeah. Reuven marries the daughter of Shimon's wife. Shimon, it's not Shimon's daughter. Shimon has a wife. From a previous marriage, she brought in a daughter when she got remarried. Shimon has a. Shimon married a wife for the daughter.
Even if she's his daughter, it's possible.
Right, no, this is a new case now. This is Shimon's stepdaughter.
Okay, step
His
on.
wife's daughter.
Batista.
So, his wife's daughter marries Reuven. So, Reuven dies. Shimon can't marry his wife's daughter. Not, even though it's not his real daughter, it's still an Issa D'oraisa to marry his wife's daughter. So just like he can't marry her, do Yibum with her, he can't do Yibum with all Reuven's other wives. Okay, we're going. This is working out very nicely so far. Bas Bina, now his wife's granddaughter, or Bas Bita, or a granddaughter from her daughter. So either a, I'm not sure if you call it paternal or maternal, I'm not sure the same language is used going downwards also, is it? A paternal granddaughter, maternal granddaughter? I'm not sure if you're, either way. So his granddaughter. Sorry, his wife's granddaughter, whether it's from her daughter or her son, marries Reuven. Reuven dies. Shimon cannot marry his wife's granddaughter, so he's exempt from Yibum and all the other wives of Reuven as well. Now, Chamaso. So what happens is, let's say, I'm not sure how it works with all the generations. Seems like a bit off of the generations, but Reuven, so Shimon is married, and Shimon's mother-in-law is married to, let's say, Reuven, who's a much older brother. So Reuven marries Shimon's mother-in-law. Reuven dies. Shimon cannot perform Yibum with his mother-in-law, so he can't
He
perform Yibum.
married he, ma he married the daughter of this mother-in-law. He's married to the daughter of this mother-in-law.
No,
She was married to his brother.
exactly. Well, let's make it again. Here, well, we're gonna create an image right here. Here's Reuven and Shimon. Shimon has a wife. Shimon's wife's mother, who's Shimon's mother-in-law, He's married to Reuben, exactly. So Reuben's married to Shimon's mother-in-law. Reuben dies. Shimon can't perform Yibum with his mother-in-law, with his wife's mother. So just like he's pater from Yibum with his mother-in-law, he's pater from all the other wives that Reuben may have. Yeah, we're still...
Rashi says in that case that it's not that the wife he ended up marrying was his son's daughter. It was that his mother-in-law was married to somebody else prior to marrying his brother, had a child, had a daughter, and then her husband subsequently died. She then married Shimon, Reuben, I guess in this case, and then he dies now without kids in that second marriage.
And why does Rashi say it can't be the first case?
I don't know. Rashi says Shim, he's chamoso.
It says,
Unless I'm reading the wrong Rashi.
Aim chamos of aim chamov, that one. This is the mother of the mother-in-law. Although, that
Not
one before I
chamoso,
see.
the one before.
Shemes bala, vinasa achiv umes b'labanim. So there's a
Shemesh.
previous marriage. Okay, oh, because otherwise.
Can't marry your brother's daughter.
You can marry your niece. And then that'd be a previous case. We discussed we discussed that case already.
Okay, so it's the same thing. It's irrelevant that she was married to a guy previously, no? As long as now she's married to the brother.
He wants to know why it can't be a case of the why it have to be a
It is.
situation.
It can be.
But no, it can be. I think just because we discussed that case
Just giving it,
before.
yeah.
Did we discuss it here, or we'll discuss it later on? Uncle? Bito. Yeah, it's Bito.
The Bito is where the brother who died was married to your daughter, to the guy's daughter.
The brother who died.
This
No,
is where.
no, the live brother-in-law's daughter.
Right. The brother who died had been married to the live brother's daughter.
Correct.
That's the case of Bito. This is different than that. This is the brother who died is married to the live brother's mother-in-law. Still work. This is a different case of motion, in other words.
So what's the question?
No, because this is a case where Reuven's married to Shimon's daughter.
You need a flowchart like a big board.
Shimon is married and have a daughter. So Reuven marries his daughter. I don't know. I'm not
Talking about the
gonna
mother-in-law. What's the problem?
gonna I Okay, I'm not sure.
Chamuto, Rashi says Chamuto, and he just added that met Bala previously. She had a husband, no connected to any of the Echud Mishpachti, of the Yichus. He died, and then she married Reuven's brother, Shimon. What's the problem?
So Rashi could have said something else.
Oh. Ah, because Rashi said that first of all she had a husband, so that must be Chamuto. Maybe, I don't know.
Oh, you know why? Maybe there's another. We haven't seen the rest of the mission yet, but maybe. Oh no, it's not the same thing. What is the same thing?
Okay, not sure. It
I
must be a
don't know.
scenario, right? Okay, then the Mishnah says, "V'eim chamaso v'eim chamav." So let's say it's his mother's mother-in-law or his. Sorry, his
Mother,
mother-in-law's
father.
mother or father-in-law's mother, one of those also. That's usher,
It's really
right? Yeah.
coming.
You have to just follow
You
the flow,
need to say
right?
it.
Yeah. You have to just follow in your mind. Or you see, either see the chart, just kind of see it in your head. Now, the next scenario is Achoso Meimo. Okay, let's get this one down. So, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven marries a woman who happens to be the half sister of Shimon. So Reuven and Shimon share fathers, but they have different mothers. So Shimon has a sister from a different mother, but not related to Reuven at all. So Reuven marries his sister of Shimon. Reuven dies. Shimon can't marry her because it's his half sister. That's Achos Achos Imo. Also, if it's his aunt, his mother's sister, also. So Reuven, not related to Reuven at all, because Reuven and Shimon share fathers, they have different mothers. So Reuven marries this lady, happens to be Shimon's mother, who's not Reuven's mother, Shimon's mother's sister. So that would be also another scenario where Shimon can't perform Yibum on her or any of the Tzaroseim. And then Achos Ishto, his wife's sister. So that thing is a scenario where Reuven and Shimon marry sisters. And you can't marry two sisters, we said. Two brothers can marry two sisters. That's mutter. There is a Rav Yehuda Chasser, I think, discusses such an issue. But Mikra Dima D'Raisa, two brothers can marry two sisters. And actually, Austin married two sisters. And then, so this case is, so Reuven and Shimon married two sisters. Reuven dies. Shimon cannot marry Reuven's widowed wife because she is Shimon's wife's sister. He's not allowed to marry two sisters. That's also another scenario. The Eishes Achiv Mi'imo. See, the wife of his brother from his mother. The wife of his brother from his mother. His aunt. But he's married right now. How is Eishes Achiv Mi'imo?
Well, I guess that uncle must have passed. She got remarried now to his brother.
So is it? This was his aunt, and after, but after he dies, Rashi says that. Let's see. Rashi the Eishes Achiv Mi'imo. Rashi says on the bottom, his wife, the wife of his brother, from his mother. So Shemes. So it's a Shimon had Shimon's mother had a brother who was married, and the brother died. So that aunt now of his, who's no longer really connected anymore because the uncle died, Nas Achim marries Shimon's brother Reuven, Me'aviv. She saw Nachris Etzlo. Nothing. Reuven wasn't related. They had different mothers than Shimon. Umeis below bottom. Reuven dies without children. For Naflo Lufnei Yavam. Now Reuven's wife falls in front of Shimon. Asurla, because this is really Shimon's aunt through marriage. Okay.
Interesting. I know that woman's ulcer too forever.
Right, because you would think,
She's not a blood relative.
right, once it dies, you would think. So Rashi calls Lufisha Achimimo. That's one of the things that are aser forever. Okay. Now that we turn the page. Then the next case is Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Bolamo. This is an important one. This is a Gzeiras HaKasuv, that the you have a, this is a regular case now. Regular case, you have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven has is married. Reuven dies. Shimon does not perform Yibum on his wife. Why not? Because Shimon was not alive. He was born later. He was not alive during the lifetime when they were married. When Reuven and his wife were married. You have to be in the same. You have to be alive when there was marriage. If you were only born after they had died, after Reuven died, so then there would not be a mitzvah. So you look at Rashi. Rashi tells us the source. It's a long Rashi. You won't go through the whole thing, I don't think. Rashi writes, "Eishes achiv shlo haya be'olamo." This could go in Reuven shemeis below bottom. Reuven dies without children. V'nola lo achl achar misa, and then his mother had gives born to a brother, but Reuven was already dead. The Shmuel Levi. His name was Levi. Now he gets a little more complicated case. There's also Shimon there, by the way. Shimon's already been born. Now v'amad Shimon v'yavim ishto. So Shimon performs yibum on Reuven's wife. Vishto, Vyavam Ishto, Velo Isha Acharis. Now Shimon also has another wife. Umeis Velo Banim. Now Shimon dies without children. Naflu Shteim Lefnei Levi. Now both Shimon's wives, now one of them was Reuven's old wife, one of them Shimon's wife. Go to Levi.
Allowed to him, no?
Exactly. So Shteim Pturis. They both pot their wife. Visha Eishes Reuven, Shinasus LeShimon, Reuven's wife, who was married to Shimon, Asur LeLevi, V'Anish Karis Halel. That's Asur to Levi, because Levi was not in this world when Reuven was married to her initially. Without outside the context of Yibum in general, a sister-in-law is also midrash one of the arayos. There's only a special heter of a brother-in-law and sister-in-law in the midst of Yibum, but the case of Levi, there's no midst of Yibum. Why? Because if the brother was not alive when his brother is married to the wife, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Kidichsiv ki yashu achim yachtav. They have to be living together. Shayasalahem yeshiva achas ba'olam. They have to both be in the world at the same time. Hilkach, therefore, mishemes Reuven dies before Levi is born. Neser al Levi iser olam keshes ach sheish labanim. It's aser to a forever, just like a sister-in-law who had children. Interesting that Rashi puts it in that way. Even now, that the wife, the sister-in-law, falls in front of him. Mikach nisui achiv. It comes to Shimon. He was in the world with Shimon. Asur lo b'shul Reuven. The Isser still continues from the time back from Reuven. Okay, so that's the this scenario. And then one more case the Mishnah tells us, the 15th case is Kalaso, his daughter-in-law. So what's the scenario of the daughter-in-law? So Rashi tells us, this is a short Rashi here, Kalaso, Shemes bino v'nasa achiv. So it's a Shimon had a son who married a woman. Shimon's son died. So Shimon's daughter-in-law is allowed to marry Reuven. No shaychus Reuven anymore. Reuven marries this lady who's the ex-kala of the daughter-in-law of Shimon. Reuven dies without children. Shimon may not marry the sister-in-law because it's also his kala because she was married to his son.
Say it again. Kalato.
Shimon had a son.
Shimon had a son. Okay.
And Shimon's son was married. That's his kala. Kala's the daughter-in-law.
Is she the kala too?
We don't call kala in our sense, but kala is referred to as a daughter-in-law.
I understand.
Right. So now Shimon's son dies.
Shimon had a son, Reuven.
No. Shimon had a son. Don't call him any Reuven. Reuven and Shimon's brother. Reuven and Shimon are brothers, always, because they're brothers.
Oh, Reuven and Shimon. So Shimon had a son, Levi.
Okay, Levi.
Levi died.
Levi, no. Levi gets married to a kala.
Yes.
Levi dies.
Okay.
The kala now gets married to Reuven.
Reuven is the brother of Levi?
No, brother of Shimon. That's what, don't use Levi. Because Levi, Reuven, Shimon, Levi are all brothers, as we know them usually in the Yud Beis Shvatim. Just say it this way. Shimon and Levi are brothers. Why? Shimon and Reuven are brothers. Reuven,
yes,
and Shimon.
Okay.
Shimon has a son.
Okay.
Here's the son. He marries a kala. Son
he
dies.
Died.
Kala marries Reuven.
Why is she marrying Reuven? Is his brother?
No,
it's
she doesn't.
No, he didn't have to marry.
Yeah.
Ah,
he wanted to. Okay, yeah, exactly. Thank you.
That's okay. Because of him.
Right. Okay. So these are all the cases. Says the Mishnah, the Elu Potros, it's Sarosein, Vitsaros Sarosein, Minhalitza, Minhaya Ibam Adsof Olam. And all these scenarios, just like they themselves, the woman themselves, usher to marry the man, Ibam can't be performed, and Chalitza can't be performed either. So to all the other wives are also going to be pater as well. Now, Tsaros Tsarosein, there's also a secondary level of Tsarosein. There's Tsarosein and there's Tsaros Tsarosein. So Tsaros are, again, let's say, if Shimon can't marry one of Reuven's wives, let's say it was Reuven's wife was Bito, so Shimon can't marry all of Reuven's wives, even the non-related ones. Now, let's say one of these Tsaros, I'm going to call it Tsaros, is the non-related wives that are usher anyways, the competing wives. Let's say Reuven's other wife, Tsaros, gets married to a different person. So that Tsara, that Shem Tsar, goes along, and Shimon still can never marry that Tsarosein, and any of the other, as it's getting confusing now, does the Mishnah explain this further? I don't remember. Yeah, I think the Mishnah is going to explain it, so we'll leave for the Mishnah to explain this. There is an interesting Tosfos down here. Should we go through? No, we're not going to do Tosfos. We're going to just stick to the Mishnah today. Okay. So the Mishnah continues down and says, V'chulon, all these cases, all these wives, im meso, if they die, o mi'anu, or they perform mi'an, we'll explain what mi'an is in a second, o niskarshu, or get divorced, o nimshu eilunus, eilunus, we'll Gemara Yivamos discuss later on, is a woman who cannot have children, doesn't mature, tarosein mutaros. So what happens
she
is
she cannot have children forever, or just
physically, biologically, there's something to her. There's certain signs that she's not capable of having children.
Mm-hmm.
It's different than not having a hard time. It's just biologically she never developed, and just she never went through puberty or
so
things
it's
like that.
To the
or,
woman that cannot give birth because of whatever, and she's doing a lot of treatment. That's alonis.
No, that's different. Alonis is something like. They describe certain qualities of the idleness. She won't mature, might have a very deep voice, things that are not normal. The estrogen balance is probably not correct of some sort, as opposed to a woman not having, just having a hard time having children, keeping the baby. For idleness, I doubt treatment would work for an idleness. They don't have biologically the capability of doing it. Something with the DNA, I don't know, the genetics, I don't know. So any of these scenarios that, again, Reuven has the a wife, let's the simple case of Reuven marries Shimon's daughter. So Shimon marries, Reuven marries Shimon's daughter. So Reuven marries Bito, let's call her, and Reuven has other wives as well. So just like the Bito is usher to Shimon, so too the other wives are usher to Shimon. But let's say the Bito, Reuven's wife Bito, dies before Reuven dies. And Reuven has other wives now. And then Reuven dies, Shimon is allowed to perform Yibam with the other wives now. It's only if the Bito is alive when Reuven dies. But if the Bito dies first or gets divorced first.
Who, Bito?
The Bito. Bito is Shimon's daughter. So here's Shimon, Reuven. Reuven has married Shimon's Bito. We're calling her Bito to make things easier. Bito. And then other wives also.
This guy, but...
Right. So Reuven marries Bito and other wives.
Okay.
If Reuven dies, so Shimon can't marry Bito and can't marry other wives.
Okay.
Reuven's alive again. New case. If Bito dies, then now he just has regular wives. And then Reuven dies, Shimon can marry and do Yibum with the other wives. Only when Bito is still alive and well.
But only with one wife you can do Yibum.
Correct.
Not with every.
Exactly. Dynamic. Exactly. Very good. Now, let's say not only Bito dies, but let's say Reuven divorces Bito. And then Reuven dies. That's also a scenario where Shimon can't perform Yibum with the other wives. Or if Miyun was done. What was Miyun? So Miyun is when a daughter is married as a ketana by, let's say she's a yasum, has to be yasoma, where she's an orphan, doesn't have a father. Her mother and or brothers marry the ketana off. She could perform Miyun before she becomes a gedola. Before she gets to the age of 12, she could be Miyun. Miyun means to lema'ain, to refuse. You know what, I want out of this marriage. It's a gerushin midirbanan. It's only Kedusha Midirban in the first place. Only a father can marry off a Ketana Midiraisa.
Usually she cannot do Miyun.
So Miyun only works if it's a Kedusha Midirbanan. If it's a, the father's alive, so the Ketana can be married off on a Deraisa level. If she's, the father dies, so she has to wait until she's 12, which she's a Gedola, to marry Midiraisa. Under 12, without a father, there's a special Midirbanan. We can marry her off. Brothers and mother can marry her off Midirbanan. So there's Kedusha Midirbanan. But she could say, Miyun, I want out of this relationship without get. So if she performs Miyun, the Bita also drops off, and Shimon's permitted to the rest of the wives. So we had an islandess also. So we said, if Bito dives, this Bito does Miyun, and Bito does Negerishin. And if she's found to be an islandess, which is, we'll just say simply, that was a Mekach Tos. He married Bito in understanding, expecting her to be developed and have the ability to have children. So therefore, it's a mekach tos, and the whole kedushin falls away. So that too would be a situation where Bito drops away, and Shimon can't perform yibum with any of the other wives. Okay, we're good so far. Beautiful. Now the Mishnah says further. Now viata, just as a side point, the Mishnah says, don't get confused. Iata yachol lomar b'chamoso v'eim chamaso uv'eim chama v'shinim su'aylanus o shemiyunu. You can't say, by the way, that of the 15 cases, you can't say all four scenarios of Mesu, Miyun, Gershon, Islandess apply to all 15 cases. Because you can't have a mother-in-law or a mother's mother-in-law who's an Islandess. Because the very fact that they had children, that they're a mother-in-law, they obviously had a daughter who married someone else, they're obviously not Islandess. Islandess, by definition, is someone who cannot have children. So that can't be applied to the case of mother and mother-in-laws. And also, you can't have Miyun where they refuse the marriage as Ketana, otherwise they wouldn't have any children. So that too would not apply to the mother or mother-in-law, or the mother or father-in-law.
You also can't have Bito and Miyun, because that would mean he's dead. Shimon,
so that's Rashi's question. Right. You said Rashi?
No.
So Rashi says, I think Rashi says this. Let's see. Kul and Shemesu. You see that. It's around 10 narrow lines up from the narrow lines. Rashi says, Kul and Shemesu. Shemesu Bito Kodum Lachiv. If the daughter dies before her brother, the chulun shemesu, it's around 10 narrow lines in Rashi. Up. Narrow lines up. Shemesu bito kodum lachiv. If the bito dies before Reuven dies, or she refuses the relationship with her husband because she's a katana. So Gemara says, or Rashi says, Heichi mashkachas la miyun bebito. How do you find the bito refusing marriage? Her father Shimon is alive still. So Miyun only works when there is no father alive. So Vein Miyun Elabi Yisoma, only when she's a orphan. So Mishkachas La Kigon Sheavia Hisila Le'achad. So the father married her in a previous relationship, previous marriage. Vinis Garshin, she was divorced when she was a katana. Vishuv Ein Lavia Rishis, but when she's married, the father has no Rishis, and she's still a katana. She's going for a second marriage while being a katana.
For what?
To have control of marrying her off anymore. One of the rights the father has is to marry off a katana.
Yeah, one shot.
Oh, yeah? One shot?
One shot, yeah. So he marries her off, wasn't a good relationship, they get divorced. Now, v'halcha v'nasas lach, if she goes and marries this brother, b'od the katana, while she's still katana, v'yatz b'min, and then she leaves out with me, and that's the scenario that we have a miyun even by a bito. Okay. Now the Gemara, the Mishnah says, where do we go? Oh, ketat. Right. Ketat. How do we have the scenario here? How do we have what? Let's see. Poteris Sarusain. How do you have the case of Sarusain? So now the Mishnah is going to go through all the cases and make it a little bit more clear for us. Haisa Bito. So there's a daughter. Oachas Mikal Arayos, or any of the other Arayos. Ha'elu, Nisu, that are listed in the Mishnah. Nisus La'achiv, that's married to Reuven. Shimon has a daughter that's married to Reuven. Below Isha Charis. And Reuven has another wife, like we explained. Umes, and now Reuven dies. So Kshem Shabito Ptura, just like Shimon's daughter is Patatim, he doesn't do Yibum or Chalitza. Kach Sarasa Ptura, so to the other wives, that Saros, the other rivals, are also Pater in Yibum and Chalitza from Shimon. Now let's say Halchat Saras Bito. Let's say the Reuven has another wife. Reuven married Bito and another wife. We're going to call her Tsaras Bito. Let's say that other Tsaras Bito, the other wife, Nasiz L'Achiv Hasheni, marries another brother of Shimon. Let's call him Levi. The Lo Ishacheres. Now Levi has another wife, Umes, and now Levi dies without children. Kshem Shetzaras Bito Petura Kach Tsaras Sarasa Petura. So just like Levi has married Tsaras Bito. Now Tsaras Bito is not directly usher to Shimon, but since it has a previous history of being a tsara of his Bito from Shimon's marriage, now Tsaras Bito is still pater to Shimon, and Tsaras Bito is going to also be pater from Shimon. That's the whole chain of events. That's how it goes. And Mishnah says, Afila Hein Mea, even if it goes 100 times over, Tsaras Bito, and so on and so forth, that haloshem of Tsaras Bito always carries over to the next marriage and being parted from Yibam from Shimon. So Ketan, how did this work out? Now, in Mesu, Tsarusein Mutaros, how was the situation where the Tsarus, if they die, the Tsarusein are mutter, that if the Bito dies, that the remaining wives are mutter to Shimon? What's the case? Haisa Bito, Oachas Mikal Raas Ha'ilu Nisuos Lachiv. So Shimon's daughter, one of the other Raas listed, is married to Reuven. And Velo Isha Charis, and Reuven has another wife as well. Mesa Bito, Oniskarsha. Now, if Bito Bito dies, he divorces Bito, while Reuven's still alive, of course. And only, exactly, now just Mishnah's being clear about it. We do explain it outside. Now, Charkach, Mes Achiv, then Reuven dies, Taras Mutaris, then the Taras is Mutter, the other wife would be Mutter to Shimon performing Yibam. V'chol ha'yechol l'mayin, v'lo miyana, Taras ha'choletzis v'lo miyisya b'emes. The Gemara is going to explain this last case.
Yeah. She was small.
Exactly. Lamayin is when she's a katana, she's married off, she has the ability. Exactly. So anybody who's katana, who has the capability of doing the miyun, but doesn't yet do it. So the halacha is that we make them do chalitza, not yibum. We don't give them the option of yibum. Let's see Rashi here. Rashi says the last Rashi in the Mishnah, it's around 12 lines up or so. V'chol ha'yechol lamayin, kigon she'er v'katana.
Which Rashi?
It's the last one on the Mishnah. So he said, "Chol hayecholo lemayin, kigon sheha'er v'katana." So Reuven married Bito, let's say, and she was a katana. V'yecholo lemayin, and she has the ability of doing miyun because she's under the age of 12. Lo miyana, but she doesn't do the miyun. Umeis achiv, then Reuven dies. Ho'il v'kedusha eino elam adirabanan. Since her marriage with Reuven in the first place is only a dirabanan one, v'zikas nifilasa midirabanan. Now zika, by the way, is the concept we're going to see a lot of. We'll get to know this term a lot. When yibum exists, when a death of the brother, so there's a zika, there's a connection of the brother-in-law Shimon to the wife, let's say, a regular case. There's Reuven, Isha, and Shimon as the brother. Reuven dies. Shimon and Isha have a zika. There's a connection with each other. And they have to either complete the connection with Yibum or sever it through Chalitza.
Like it's automatically connection.
Automatic connection. The Gemara is going to discuss whether it does exist, and if it does exist, what's the nature of this existence. But this Zika, this connection, when Reuven dies, is only a Zika Madirbanan because Reuven and his wife was never really married in the first place on a Dirais level, only a Dirbanan level. So the Zika is only a Dirbanan one. And Eino Poteris Sarasa Min Chalitza. So since it's only Dirabanan, it only exempts, it does not exempt the other Taros, the other wives who might have been real marriages, really should have Yibum going on there. So the other tzar should really have to do Yibum with Shimon now. Because the marriage to Katana, even though it's Reuven, Shimon's daughter, it wasn't a real deraisa connection. We should really not acknowledge the Bito's marriage. So what's the halacha? So therefore we paskin, the Gemara is going to explain the nature of this whole discussion, that we make him, Shimon, do chalitza with one of the other tzaros Bito, not Yibum. Midiraisa Yibum can be performed, because Bito really is not existent. It's only a derabanan marriage. But we make them do chalitza because it looks like it's a problem. It looks like it's a real kedushin. And that the Gemara will address. Okay. We do have some time, so should we go back to this Tosfos for a second? Let's go back to this Tosfos for a moment, since we have a few minutes. On the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph. The Tosfos says, Achos Ishto. Achos Ishto, his wife's sister. So the case was that Reuven and Shimon married sisters, which is fine. Reuven dies. Shimon cannot marry Reuven's wife because it's his wife's sister. You can't marry two sisters. Two brothers can marry two sisters, but one person cannot marry two sisters. So Tosfos asks on the bottom, Ve'en lahakshos d'nida, te'as
l'yavam. Where are you? Achot ishto?
Yeah. Now, right. Now, the don't ask, a nida should be aser, l'yavam. If Reuven dies and his wife is left as a nida, no relationship, just as a nida, it should be aser to the yavam. Even though after time, of course, she's going to become tahor, but right now, during the moment when the death, she was aser, achar kach, kemo achos ishto, just like achos ishto, shein mitzah bemes afilu mesa ishto acharkin, even if his wife dies. A person's allowed to marry his wife's sister if his wife dies. Only while they're alive, you can't marry two sisters. But let's say Reuven marries Rachel, and then Rachel dies, he can marry Leah after time. He can marry the sister if his wife died, not while they're alive. So why does the Mishnah say here that he can never marry his wife's sister in this situation? After time, it's possible his wife may die. So here too also, we look at Shas Misa is the important moment. Shas Misa, at the time of death, the sisters are both alive, so his wife's sister is also forever. So also say by Nida that the time of death, Reuven's wife was a Nida, he should be ushered to marry her ever, forever. So Tosus explains, the low dummy, it's not similar. The achos isha, his wife's sister, vishar arayos ha'iser, omir al-yavam, tve, mishar ben yadam. The arayos apply more to the brother, to Shimon, more so than the rest of the world. They're only related to Shimon. The rest of this world, these people are just regular women. To Shimon, that relationship is very heightened. Aval nida, when it comes to nida, she's asr to the entire world as a nida. It's not just to a wife, someone's asr. A nida is asr. All the laws of nida apply to all women, even someone who's not one's wife. Vafil binidasa mashma psachem beperek elu dvarim debas yibam hu. Even a nida, what the Gemara implies, that nida exists. So let's try to get to the point here. So I'm not sure what he's trying to say here. He's just making a distinction. The achos ishta applies only to Shimon, not to anybody else, but Nida applies to the rest of the world. And somehow that's going to be a leniency, I guess. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, now the Achorim discuss here the general differences between Nida and Achos Isha. They get the whole nice discussion here. Whether Nida is one of their rayos is a big discussion, whether Nida is one of their rayos or not. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a beautiful discussion about this. So they discuss different distinctions about that. They talk about whether a Nida has a haloshem erva or not. Since a Nida is going to always overturn mutter aser, some say even though during Shas Nida she might be considered an erva, it's not a halos on the gaver. She's not a chefs of erva. It's just an iser erva to be with her at that time, but she's not a chefs. So it's not a real inherent iser erva. As opposed to Achas Isha, there's a Chefsa Shel Erva at the moment that while her sister's still alive. Okay, let's finish up the Gemara now.
Let's start the Gemara.
Start the Gemara and finish today's daf, I guess. The Gemara says, Michli, let's analyze this for a moment. Kulu Me'achas Ishta, Ishi Yalfinim. All the arayos, all the Isurim that's listed in the Mishnah is all learned out from Achas Ishta. That his wife's sister, just like Shimon can't marry his wife's sister, even though it's Reuven's wife, so too you can't marry all the other times that Reuven is Shimon's usher to the wife. So listening achos isha bereisha. So since the rule, the model is from achos isha, that should be taught first in the Mishnah. Why was that not listed first in the Mishnah? The first one listed in the Mishnah was bita, I think. The chitim, if you're going to say no, the Mishnah had a different reason for putting the order in, is tana chomri chomri naki. They wanted to go in order of chumras. How do you define chumras here?
The last one in the Mishnah.
Right, so it should be the first one. It's the source. It's the model. So maybe the Mishnah wanted to go in order of severity. So what's the order of severity? How do you do severity in terms of these 15 women? And Rabbi Shimon, is the author of the Mishnah. The Amar Srefa Chamura. The Srefa is the most Chamur. There's a Machlokas in Mishnah and Sanhedrin. Is Skila more Chamur or Srefa more Chamur? We pass in Skila is more Chamur. We say in Vidoy.
Both is going to die.
Right, but there's still a certain severity. So we say Skila, Srefa, Herik, Vechenek. So Skila is more Chamur. But Rabbi Shimon thinks Srefa is more Chamur. So since Bito is it would be Dinah of a Srefa, I guess. I don't know all the different onshim for which ones. But I'm guessing Bito must be a Srefa. So maybe we put the order of the Srefa, Skila.
It's not incorrect.
What?
It's not incorrect.
Right, because Rabbi Shimon, he holds of Srefa as more Chomer.
No, but Karet, when you have Karet, it's not Srefa or Skila.
No, when you get warned, when a person gets warned, Edim Hasra, then you get Mises Bezdin. Okay. So it must be going order of severity. Well, Yahachi, if that's the case, if we're going order of severity, and we first list those of Srefa first, they have a punishment of Srefa, list Nechamosa Beresha, Dikar Srefa B'chamosa Ksiva. So mother-in-law should be listed first, because that's Srefa, and that's actually the source of Srefa. It's written by Chamosa. Ve'od, moreover, Basa Chamosa, after listing a mother-in-law, list Nechalasa, so then should teach the daughter-in-law, the Basa Srefa, Skila Chamura, because after Srefa, the next level, according to Rabbi Shimon, is Skila. So if you go through all the calculations, but you line everything up, the Mishnah won't work well either if you go in order of severity. So that clearly wasn't the reason for putting in the order. So what was the reason for the order of the Mishnah? Why did they not have Achos Isha first, if that would seem to be the model? So says the Gemara, Ella, Bito, Kaven, De Asim, Midrasha, Chavivalu. It's a concept the Gemara uses in a few places. I think Gemara in Babasar also maybe mentions this. In Babasar it says, so since we learn out Bito from a Drasha, it's more chaviv. And Gemara is going to explain what the drush is later on, but the Mishnah likes to highlight drushes, as opposed to that which is obvious, that which is stated clearly in the Torah, then you go for the drushes. So maybe we'll just stop here. The Gemara is going to continue into the next stuff. But will it actually? You know what? We have 10 minutes. Five? Oh. Oh, should we do chazara? Good thing Ricky's not here. So maybe we'll stop here then. Okay, shkoyach.